rather than going directly to farmers, the federal funds will be given to companies such as Archer Daniels Midland that produce ethanol and other so-called bioenergy fuels. However, the USDA says the new $300 million program will indirectly benefit farmers. That's because corn, soybeans, and other crops are used to make the fuels. So the USDA's Steve Gill says it'll be good for farmers because the companies only get the money if they buy more grain.
You're correct. The direct payment does not go to the individual grower. It goes to the producer, but we're hoping to create enough incentive that that producer will even buy more of the stocks.
Despite a General Accounting Office report that questions the benefits of these kinds of government handouts for bioenergy, they remain politically popular. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester.